Right now, here with the morning ride, let's bring on the guest, John Arthur Wilson, running for King County Executive, one of three candidates that has announced for King County Executive since Executive Dow Constantine dropped the job to take over as the CEO of Sound Transit. Assessor Wilson, thank you very much for coming on the show to talk to me this morning.
Hey, Phil, happy to.
Now, the candidacy for King County Executive is between you, Claudia Balducci, one of the King County Council members, and another King County Council member, Guilherme Zahile. And
right.
Last week, this has really started to erupt and boil over into calls for you to resign from the race by your two opponents. And this revolves around a restraining order. Can you take us through kind of the chronology of events involving the restraining order?
Well, the restraining order involves my former fiance, Lee Keller. There has already been signed by Ms. Keller's attorney and mine a dismissal order. Ms. Keller chose to renege on it after I declined to help pay her $6,000 a month rent this month. And so we're going to go to court this week to get it enforced. And that, but unfortunately, Ms. Keller has a history of filing things and then dismissing them. We'd been in a domestic partnership. She'd actually filed four times to have it dissolved and each time dropped it. And it's just reached a point with her pattern of behavior being so unstable. This relationship is over. And we need to really focus, you know, Phil, on the things that the public really cares about, you know, public safety, affordable housing, lower taxes, truly effective solutions to, you know, our homelessness crisis, and getting control of the outrageous overruns of Sound Transit that Ms. Balducci loves to champion.
Yeah, that's something I definitely want to have you speak about more. My understanding is that there is supposed to be another return to court for both you and Lee Keller. Is that happening this week, or is that happening in a couple of more weeks? It was supposed to happen in June, I was advised.
Right. At the end of June, there was a hearing already scheduled. Because of the urgent and emergent nature of this and the recklessness of the false claims that are in the pleadings of Ms. Keller, pleaded and some of the terribly biased one-sided news coverage, my attorney is asking for an immediate hearing and immediate action by the judge to dismiss the TRO, as Ms. Keller had agreed to.
You said TRO. I'll explain. That's temporary restraining order, kind of the legal acronym for that. And is that going to happen this week? How soon could that happen, or do you know yet?
We would hope to get in by the end of the week, maybe even a little sooner, given the emergency nature of it. You know, the irony actually also is Phil, is before even while the TRO was in place, Ms. Keller was violating it by reaching out to an intermediary. She called me several times. And in fact, Ms. Keller asked if I would meet with her because she said, I've dismissed it. I made a terrible mistake. I said, I appreciate that. I've loved her. I truly did, Phil. We got together. We spent the night together. And then the next morning, she asked me, could you help me pay my $6,000 rent? When I declined, thereafter, she decided to change her mind on whether or not to dismiss the TRO.
We're hearing from the candidate for King County Executive, John Arthur Wilson. He's also the current King County Assessor. How many times have you been elected as King County Assessor? Has it been twice?
Nope, three times.
Three times.
I ran in 2015 against the incumbent. I beat him in 17 of 17 legislative districts. In 2019, I ran. I was unopposed. I got more than 400,000 votes. Neither of my opponents have ever gotten more than 45,000 votes. And in 23, when all three of us, Balducci and Zahale, were all on the ballot, I got 10 times the number of votes Ms. Balducci got. I got more than 8 times the number of votes Mr. Zahale. I'm the only candidate for county executive who has actually served countywide. The others have not.
Right, just by district for the county council. Now, John Arthur, what is your response when all this started to erupt last week? And Claudia Balducci was trying to engineer either a vote of no confidence or enough media attention on this situation to try and force you to resign from the race.
Well, it was an outrage. Ms. Balducci and Mr. Zahale are both, have been attorneys, members of the Washington State Bar, I believe. I'm not an attorney. I've been a prize-winning journalist, a political advisor, and as I mentioned, I've been assessor for 3 terms now, that she literally said, Phil, that I didn't deserve to have due process because I was an elected official, is an outrage. What she's trying to do is take away from the voters of King County the clearest choice possible for county executive between myself and 2 members of the county council who both voted on back shutting the youth jail. Mr. Zahale was for defunding the police. And as I mentioned, Ms. Velducci loves to talk about Sound Transit, but it's billions over, years behind, and they totally had to do a whole new concrete pour because of the incompetence. The person who ought to be resigning from the council and resigning from the race ought to be Ms. Velducci.
John Arthur Wilson here on Talk Radio 570 KVI with me on the morning ride. And has there been, a candidate event with all 3 of you so far?
There have been 2 of them.
There are 2, okay. One
in Issaquah, and then one in at the University of Washington.
Can you describe either? Which one was most recent, the University of Washington?
Yes.
So was this just kind of a moderator, throws out the questions, you all get to respond?
Right. This was with King County Young Democrats, and it was with a moderator, and we answered questions.
Yeah. How did that go?
It went fine. So one of the things I find so sad here is that you just kangaroo court that the county council wants to set up on this. And here's the fact is literally the day that Velducci held her news conference and tried to create this media uproar, I was down in Auburn talking to 50 citizens. I've gone to Olympia twice to fight for senior property tax relief. I had more than 50 people there. Several of them came up to me afterwards and said, Mr. Wilson, we want to thank you so much. You're the only county official that's done something to help us with our taxes. And you stood by us and fought for us all the way. And they're absolutely right. My others on the senior exemption that we fought for have been absolutely silent. And so, you know, the fact is, and I mentioned to them after we're done with the formal presentation, yeah, I'm running for county executive. And did they say, Phil, that, oh, my God, we can't possibly vote for you? No, here's what they said. What can we do to help? We need someone like you as our next county executive.
John Arthur Wilson joining me here on Talk Radio 570 KVI. If you might be familiar with the name, but not necessarily the specifics, he's a candidate for King County Executive here to replace Dow Constantine. 2 other candidates also running for King County Executive are both on the King County Council. Claudia Balducci, who represents Bellevue, and Guillermo Zahile, who represents South Seattle in that. There are 5 King County tax hikes that are sort of looming right now before the King County Council. If you were elected as King County Executive, would you approve some or all of those tax hikes?
The one I would approve is the legislature did finally give the county authority for a 0.1% sales tax for public safety. I'd back that because we have chronically underfunded public safety and we've got to do a better job, Phil. But I'd also demand that every dime of that goes into actual public safety and not into public safety adjacent projects, which the county council has had a fascination with.
Kind of administrative versus what? Officers on the street, deputies on the street.
Mm-hmm.
That sort of thing.
Look, we need more cops on the street. We need prosecutors. We need public defenders. We need mental health people. We need more jail guards. And we need to stop this ridiculous program that the county has implemented where poor cops, they arrest somebody, they take them to jail, they book them, and they're immediately released. Now, catch and release is a salmon recovery strategy. It is not a public safety strategy.
Yes, and we've kind of heard that applied to other areas of national, international politics as well. I'll just leave it at that. All right. My last question for you then will be, what does King County need with the next King County executive?
They need an executive that will actually lead and that will take care of making public safety their top priority, that will do something about affordability by vastly expanding the supply. And we'll actually go down to Olympia. We had a bill in Olympia this last session that would have provided property tax relief to 500,000 homeowners throughout King County. It got through Senate Ways and Means, and then it got killed in Senate rules. I'll go back down to Olympia next year, and we'll get that thing passed.
Wow. That would be a pretty big lift, I would have to imagine, given the context of the legislative majority in Olympia.
Well, it's time. You know, it's not that the legislature had a deficit per se. It's that they had a shortage over what their expenditures were. And it's time, you know, we're going to, if I'm elected executive, we're going to scrub the budget and find where we can find savings. I know from things, projects I've been involved with, and I've complained about cost overruns, that there are literally millions of dollars that can be saved. But it takes an executive that's actually going to bring a sharp pencil and occasionally a veto pen to get the job done.
All right. And does the King County executive have a role in appointments to the Sound Transit Board, or am I misremembering things?
Oh, boy, does it. You know, and that's how Dow got his job. He happened to appoint the majority of people to the board. They turned around and named him CEO.
Yeah.
You know, and that's another thing that I'm going to do is I want to go down to Olympia, get the board reformed. I want to make sure that no one can any longer get the golden handshake to go directly from the board to Sound Transit, and that, frankly, we need to look at how we directly elect Sound Transit board members.
I was just going to ask, does that ultimately mean elections of Sound Transit board members rather than political appointments and political rewards?
I would sure hope so.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you know what they say. We're defending democracy down in the Olympia legislature.
Heaven help
That's
us.
That's the political rally cry anyway. John Arthur Wilson, he's the current King County assessor, also running for King County Executive right now. And John Arthur Wilson, I thank you for taking time to come on and talk to us about the situation and trying to resolve what's going on with this temporary restraining order that you're involved in.
Thanks much, Phil. Appreciate it.
All right. We'll keep tabs and figure out what happens with you in court in the next couple of days, if not a little bit longer than that. Thank you for your time today.
Take care.
All right.
Bye.
There's the King County Assessor, John Arthur Wilson, trying to run to be King County Executive.